Now, welcome on the call, the head coach at Villanova, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Certainly a tough Saturday for your team. 31-10 loss up at UAlbany as you've gone back and looked at some film. Talk to me about what happened.
Yeah, well, first of all, I got to tip my hat to Greg and his staff and his team. They came out and played an exceptional game. I don't care who you're playing when you look at the stats that matter and you have five turnovers and give up seven sacks, that's going to be a really challenging game to overcome any of that stuff. And if you really look at the game and how it went, it was pretty even for three quarters. It was still 17-10 heading into the fourth quarter. We did give them the short field on our only turnover of the first half, a fumble at around midfield, and they went down and that's how they got their first touchdown. And then they put a great drive together on an 80-yard drive right before the half ended to go in at 17-10. And then we our last four possessions of the day all ended in turnovers. One of them was our own 30-yard line. One of them was on the 8-yard line going in. So to their credit, they played very physical. They were very opportunistic. We didn't give it to them. They created those turnovers. It's not like we just handed the ball over to them or threw it to their guys. They made good plays. So you got to tip your hat off to their team and their defense. And they did what they needed to do on offense. When they had a short field, they put it in the end zone. And, they were very opportunistic in the red zone and were able to keep drives alive on third down and, put the touchdowns on the board in the fourth quarter when they needed to. So, again, they played very well. We did not play very well. You got to protect the football. We had three fumbles that we lost, but the ball was on the ground six times. And then the two interceptions. So 5-0 in the turnover margin. You're not going to win a game regardless of who you're playing. And in this case, obviously Albany had a great job and they got the ball, turned over in their benefit and a couple times in short field.
First question this morning from Mark Nardici. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey Mark, the one surprising element was the seven sacks because you have such a veteran line. What was it? Scheme? Was it just having a bad day with the line?
Well, I'd like to think it was maybe a combination of having a bad day and then having some really good players. Those two ends were as advertised. They're leading the conference / country in sacks, each one of them. So they're very opportunistic. They have good technique. They're strong. They're quick. They're fast. And they do a great job. And, some of it was, you got to credit to the coverage as well. There was some plays where we might have had some open receivers and didn't have time to get them the ball. And then there was times where we had to hold on to it a little too late because a little too long because their four guys up front were creating pressure. So, the guys in the secondary were covering the route. So, it's one of those games where you look at it, you learn from it. And, like I said, if you give up that many sacks and have that many turnovers, you're going to be in for a long afternoon. And the majority of that stuff, not the sacks, but the turnovers, like I said, four of them were at the 1 minute left in the third quarter and three in the fourth quarter. So that's what turned the tide really right there.
Would you be able to give an update on Jalen Jackson and also Justin Marcus, who seemed to have a tough injury the other day?
Yeah, Justin Marcus got rolled up on when he was blocking and one of their defenders came in as he was trying to make the tackle and kind of rolled into Justin. It looks like he's going to, need some surgery, I believe. So he's probably out for the rest of the year. Jalen Jackson, we're hoping to be back this week. Jalen's missed the last two games, so we're opportunistic and hopeful that he'll be back, for this game on Saturday.
And one last thing on North Carolina A&T, you don't have much tape on the quarterback, the true freshman, Kevin White, but he had a heck of a game the other day. What did you see out of that?
A guy who's really fast and definitely created a spark for those guys. He looks like he has lightning speed. He had a long run, I believe, of 55 and another one of 40 yards, both for touchdowns. And it looks like he can do some things in the pass game as well. He put the ball in the air a few times, and some of their exceptional wideouts came down with a couple in the end zone. One, I remember one play, guy was almost had two guys on him, and he just elevated over the top of both those guys and came down with the ball for a big first down. So their quarterback is a true freshman, and it looks like he added a spark for them that they needed. And he did some really good things watching their film from this past week against Norfolk.
Okay, thank you.
Mark, you touched on it a little bit in some of your earlier comments, but you guys have been so good all year hitting big plays in the passing game. And then Connor's also been effective at times running the ball. Both of those things kind of got taken away. Was it solely kind of the pressure of the four up front, or was it some things they were doing in the back end as well?
No, I think there were some of those plays, Rob, that were still there. I mean, we had some explosive plays, and we had a long reception to Sanchez for 17. Pringle had a 33-yarder. D. Will Barley had a 25-yard reception. So we did have some of those explosive plays. We just uncharacteristically turned the ball over, and they were very opportunistic in that area. You know, D. Will Barley averaged almost 8 yards a carry. But he only carried the ball 9 times. So it was just one of those things where we just kept giving it back to them as opposed to sustaining our drives. And then we had a couple other plays that were called back by penalty. So again, we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, but I want to credit the defense. It's not like you do those things on purpose. It's their aggressive style of play that causes you to, you know, have that misfortune. So, you know, there was just some things that we just didn't execute at times. Their guys were very good players coming off the edge. They took it to our tackles. We tried to get some help with the running backs at times to, you know, help with that type of stuff. And, you know, like I said, we've been winning the turnover battle pretty much and protecting the football pretty much going into the first 4 weeks of the season. And then in game five, I think we turned the ball over more in this one game than we did collectively in the previous four. So you got to protect the football.
Defensively, and you touched on, I think 21 of Albany's 31 points came off of turnovers. So you put your defense in some tough spots all day. How did you feel like that they played overall?
Again, we made some mistakes there. There was a couple times where we were in man and we lost our guy. So again, that was fairly uncharacteristic of what we had been doing in the previous 4 weeks. And, you know, our tackling wasn't as sharp as it maybe had been in the previous weeks. But again, I'm going to give credit to their quarterback who's able to extend plays. He's going to his left, and some of the balls he put while he was throwing to his left and then turning his shoulders, opening his hips and putting the ball on the money. A touchdown in the one corner of the end zone was a really excellent throw. And then he had another one kind of similar for a big first down. We had him at 3rd and 8. At one point, and then he completed the ball for a 42-yard gain from the 48-yard line going in. So that set him up for first and goal. That ball was right on the money. The receiver got a step on our DB, but, it was a perfectly throw and catch. So they made plays. They made plays, and we didn't. So, again, you got to tip your hat to the opponent that you played. They were better than us on that given Saturday.
Before I let you go, I want to talk a little more about North Carolina A&T. You touched on the freshman quarterback from last week, but they have been pretty effective running the ball offensively. And then defensively, you have some familiarity with Coach Brown from his days at William & Mary. What are some of the challenges that they present on both sides of the ball from what you've seen?
Well, as you mentioned, the run game looks pretty solid. They were able to kill the clock with over 3 minutes left to preserve that win and continue to get first downs. And they did that all through the run. They have number 7, number 35. One's that 5'9", 230-pound type guy. Number 7 is a taller, bigger guy. 6'2", 207 is what he's listed at. And they do a really good job. They're big up front. They open some holes. Those guys break tackles. And the quarterback is dynamic. He looks really fast when you see him take off on some of those long runs. And their wideouts, they got one guy who's pretty tall. I believe his number is 1. I think he's a tall guy. They got another guy out there, number 3. They do some really good things. And then on defense, they're fast to the football. You know, I know number 20 made a lot of tackles. He was around the ball. He's actually, I believe, co-defensive player of the week this week with 19 tackles in the game against Norfolk. So they fly to the football. They are fast off the edge. And, we're going to have our hands full. It's going to be another competitive CA game. And as you mentioned, Coach Brown has defended us before, so he knows who we are and what we're about.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to North Carolina, and we'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
All right, thank you.